some of the kicking on goal. Yeah. Frustrating one, but...
Yeah, I mean, we had so many things working well for us, and we just could not convert. And it's happened a few times this year for us, and it just became a habit. So hard to change the game, thinking that the scoreboard pressure was there when a lot of things were going right. We just couldn't convert. So, I suppose we did what we needed to do. We didn't change too much about the way we played, and we just converted a little bit better in the last quarter. But it took a while.
Did you fear it might actually cost you the game at stages then?
Yeah, big time. Yep. Yeah, I think it's cost us games before, last year. Luckily not this year, but they're the type of things that do cost you games, especially against good sides. So they make you pay. And I think even in the first half, I don't know what the inside 50s were, but their efficiency going forward was really high, which sometimes happens when you dominate inside 50s. So it was a big concern. I don't know how to fix it though during the game.
Given you had a bit of a handbrake on them, can you look at it as quite a good win in a sense?
Yeah, we're really pleased, really proud of our players. I thought it was a big ask, a big challenge to come over here and play against a team who's just as desperate as we are, fighting for similar spots in the eight, and to grind it out and pretty much played our way the whole day. And I thought in the end we're pretty satisfied.
How's McGovern?
Yeah, not great. I've only seen what you guys have seen, so when you can't run off or even jog off, it's probably between a 3 and 5 week injury.
Did you have some other issues as well, Scott Selwood? What was his?
Got a knock to the leg. I'm not quite sure what it was. He played the game out though, but I think he's going to be sore as well.
Hill and Ellis were the other two?
Yeah, they're sore. Yeah, we're pretty beat up today. Yeah, it was a pretty high-pressure game. We knew and we scouted that that's Collingwood's main strength, what pressure they can put on the game and can we stand up to it and still play our way. And yeah, it was a pretty combative game.
Adam, how big a loss has McGovern? You all know how superb he's been this season. Just sort of quantify how much that hurts you.
Yeah. We don't bat overly deep on tall defenders, as I'm sure you guys know, but Tommy Barras has been playing at East Perth. They've been playing our way. Elliot Yeo can go back. There's a few other options which I haven't thought of at the moment, which I'm going to have to because we've got some pretty big games coming up. But we can't rely on one player. So it's our players have been standing by that all year, and we're going to find a way to play without McGovern.
Would you consider chucking key forwards back, either like a Sinclair or a Darling or anything like that?
There's no point putting key forwards behind if they can't defend and if you don't train them up. So... you know, I'd be reluctant to put Josh Kennedy behind the play. So I probably want to try harder to keep it in our half more than anything. So we'll wait up on Monday, see how it goes. But yeah, it's definitely an issue for us.
It's a fair diversion Barras against Sydney's tools.
Yeah, I don't want to put any pressure on the boy. I haven't even spoken about it. So let's just let the game settle, see how Gov pulls up, and we'll look at Sydney pretty quickly, but not in the next hour. Well, it is what it is, I suppose. We were committed to something when we lost McKenzie and Brown. That won't change now that we lost McGovern. So the players have got belief at the moment, which is really good. And it helps me coach, helps our assistants coach as well. So let's just see how far we can take that belief.
Andrew Gaff had a great year, but how pleasing was it for him to step up on a big stage like that today?
He's been sensational this year. And he's very hard to play on. He plays for the team. It was his 100th tonight. So there's always that little bit of motivation, but pressure as well. So he's just growing as a player and as an individual as well, what he does around the club. And he's in our emerging leaders group. And things I've seen players like him develop into really good A-grade players. He's still not quite there yet. Still a bit of time to go, but I'm really happy for him.
Just getting back to the goalkeeping, how big
an Achilles
heel is that
becoming? I don't know. We can't train it anymore. We, at one stage, we were number one or two at conversion. Oh, the good thing is we're getting a lot of shots. I think we had 32 shots at goal, so just take that as a positive. We do golfing every session. We do it 4 days a week. So it's probably a mental thing, which, for the most part, we're pretty good. we're pretty good. But tonight we missed some kickable goals, and that's what pressure does, and that's what we've got to grow and learn through. We're a young team that's finding ourselves now in positions where we're playing big games. There's a lot at stake, so how we handle that pressure is probably the unknown for our group.
Okay, I'm just confirming with some of your more minor injuries. What it was, Ellis was an arm issue?
I don't even know what. No, I couldn't tell you what Ellis or who else is there.
And it was heel or shoulder?
Whenever it's not bad enough to come off or get subbed out, that's just part of the game. So I thought Hilly finished off the game really well, and Ellis played his role as well. So. Sorry, I'm making it up if I tell you. I don't think so.
Thank you.
Oh, beautiful.